whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is absolutely incredulent, Bob. This is absolutely incredible, actually.
You haven't said that word in a long time.
Do you know? I know. The Steelers, we all know, are 0-5 in their last 5 playoff games. New England AFC title game a million years ago. Blake Bortles comes to town. Baker Mayfield comes to town. And then they go visit Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Would either one of you care to gander a guess, if that's the right phrasing? And I'm not sure that it is, Limitless Wonder, as to what the cumulative score after one quarter is in those games.
Say those games again.
New England AFC title game.
Okay.
Blake Bortles comes to town. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes on the road, and Baker Mayfield comes to town.
You're saying after the first quarter. I know they went scoreless in two of those games.
What is the cumulative first quarter score of those games?
100, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 140.
No, just the first quarters.
Just the first quarter.
Oh, okay. 140. 21, 21. I'd say 95-14.
Ooh, that was close to my guess. I was going to say 98-10, but I'm not even confident they had 10.
66-0.
No, wait a minute. They didn't score in the Chiefs game? I thought they scored a game in the Chiefs game first. Not first?
Let me check, Bob. Now you've totally watered down that incredible stat, and now I have to check it.
No, I know it's a terrible stat, and it's very accurate what you said.
No, it was 0-0 after one quarter in that game.
But didn't they score first, Steelers, or no?
Yeah, in the second quarter.
In the second quarter, okay.
Let me try that again. The cumulative score of the first quarters...
So
of
it was
66-0? Is 66-0 in 5 games. Does that speak to a well-prepared team, Bob? I think that's a rhetorical question.
But that has lingered now beyond these games into the regular season. It's the same thing. It's slow starts, and that is unacceptable when you're getting into a playoff game, and that's why this week it has to change. But the question is, will it? Yeah. And how does it change?
Listen.
Because you can't run on first and second down every time you get the ball, period.
Well, they have no first drive touchdowns the whole year and in 19 games. Let me ask you perhaps a sensitive question, Bob, because I know that you friends with Art II? Would you consider yourselves friends?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have good relationships with everyone over there, yes. So I've known their family for a long time.
Do you think at some point that the numbers become so overwhelming to him that he makes a move with Mike Tomlin? Because at this point, and this is just sort of a general profile, we're looking at perhaps 8 years without a playoff win, 3 playoff wins in 14 years, including in 12 of those, 0 playoff wins. So the longest playoff drought since before Chuck Knoll got here, although I guess it included his first couple of years. The longest division title drought in, 30 years or so? Something like that. And records like the most games in a row giving up 40 points in a playoff game. Nobody had ever done that until Tomlin did it. And Buffalo could have scored 50 if they wanted last year, but I think settled for 31. At what point, Bob, knowing Art, do you think he would what would be the tipping point for him where he finally says enough is enough? This is not Steeler football.
Well, I think he actually gave you an indication this past offseason when he said it's time to win some playoff games. And that's a subtle way of saying that that's what has to happen here. But he also extended Mike. And I don't know that it would ever come, as we talked earlier, to a I'm done, that's it. We're, you know, this thing has gone on too long, it's run its course. I think it would have to be a mutual situation. I think he has, and they have a very good relationship there, so I think it would be mutually done. One way or the other, whoever precipitates it, whether it's, you know, Mike, whether it's Art, I think that's the way it was done. Sort of similar to the way Chuck Knoll, I think Dan Rooney knew it was time. He knew it was time, and they did it as a kind of a joint collaborative. Okay, this is time. I don't think they just go out and say that's it. And if it did happen, you would have to change everything radically, the entire coaching staff, most likely, like it is in any coaching change. So
the percent chance.
I think he's getting to the point where he knows it's time to start winning playoff
games. Yeah, he said it, like you said. Percent chance that if they get blown out in Baltimore, that Art would come to the conclusion, in your words, that this has run its course.
If they get blown out in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Percent chance, probably 20%, only because he signed him. And I think he still believes in what he does as a head coach. Now, again, there are things you can do as an owner to put pressure on your coach to make changes.
Yeah.
I think that would be, if it's going to remain as is, then that would be the first indication that things are not going over so well with the ownership group.
66-0. I can't get over that. You spend your whole week. Maybe that's why Tomlin always says starts aren't important, because if they were, my God, what would his resume have laid?
Well, he said they don't define you, but in many ways they do define you.
Yes, they do.
That's all they do is define you, because you, even the Cincinnati game, they could not overcome that start, right?
Getting off to a lead, whether it's a peewee game, a little league baseball game, a pickup basketball game, or a professional sporting event, history shows that when you get off to a lead, you win more often than not. It's very important.
They keep stats like that in all sports.
Yeah.
I mean, hockey, if you lead after one, chances are you're going to win the game. Right.
Because you tighten up and change when you're behind a lot of times. You loosen up and are able to play with a lead.
Right. When you fall behind, you have to exert so much effort in coming back. And eventually you get to that point where you, even if you tie the score, you've put so much into tying the score that there's a natural letdown, and the team that had the lead gets one final score. And you say, well, that's why comebacks are hard to make. Before you could come back, you got to fall behind. You don't want to fall behind. And they've done it far too much.
You also put so much effort, and I'm looking at these playoff games, 66-0 over their last five cumulative first quarter score. You put so much effort into game planning, into scripting the beginning of a game, because you know that starts are really important. You get off to a 10-0 lead in these kinds of games, you know, that just changes everything. That means you can now go into a mode of running the ball, and your defense can pin its ears back maybe a little bit more. Certainly with a lead later in the game, it can. It changes the entire dynamic of what the Steelers want to do. They've been put in positions in all these playoff games, virtually all of them, where they have to go completely out of personality to try to come back and win. 66-0. That's laughable. It's pathetic, Bob.
Right. And again, you would think the first quarter really defines the preparation, all the work you put into getting ready for these games. That's where, if you can make a difference, it's there. You come out and do something that the other team doesn't expect. You spend all time looking at trends and what this team does that you're going up against, and you come up with a game plan that is designed to take advantage of what you've seen. And yet, we don't necessarily
right
see
off
the results.
The bat to take advantage of what you see.
Right, and that's why you put the time and effort into going through all the film study, all the preparation, all the game planning. You should be at your very best in the first quarter. And if both teams are at their very best, typically you'll see both teams score right off the bat. But if you're not and fall behind, and you don't have, and then all of a sudden it becomes a whole different kind of game for you. You have to get out of whatever your comfort zone is and play differently.
Well, I promise these Tomlin quotes reflecting his lack of confidence in Russell Wilson. Let's do that at the top of the hour, because up next we have Rob Long from The Fan in Baltimore. Never shy with an opinion. Got into a little Twitter beef, or at least Patrick Queen got into one with him. I mean, this is pure drama. Whatever we think of what's going to happen, however mad you might be at the Steelers. Steelers, Ravens in primetime. In the Patrick Queen Bowl, Bob? I mean, this is why we lift all them weights. Let's talk to Rob Long next about what's happening in the Ravens locker room where they're laughing at George Pickens.
Yeah, that'll be the first thing.
Does Rob think this will be a blowout? Rob said going into the last game that Lamar had enough of the Steeler talk and was going to go out and play like an MVP. He did late in the game. I would argue that at the beginning of the fourth quarter, if we shut down time right then, right after his interception, it sure looked like the same old, same old. Let's talk to Rob about all of that Coming up next, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That's your big chance to interact with Wonder Twin over here. And the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We have so much to talk about getting ready for this game, including the greatest Post-Gazette mailbag ever.
Can I interject something?
Please.
Just out of curiosity, just throw this up. You know, you heard about Tyreek Hill yesterday, right?
Saying he wants out.
He wants out.
Yeah.
He still has time left on the contract.
Yeah.
Well, he has changed his avatar picture on Twitter to his face on Antonio Brown's body when Antonio Brown took his uniform off and walked off the field.
That's very fitting. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Bob. I got asked in the mailbag, don't answer this now. Someone said, would you trade Pickens for Tyreek Hill and also swap first round picks with the Dolphins? Something to think about.